We're not talking about the Pimp Chronicles. We're talking about the Simp Chronicles. CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host. I'm going to assume, unfortunately, this goes to YouTube, and I can't make the assumption on the YouTube side. But as far as the show, the primary show, the podcast, CryptoTalk.fm, as far as the show, anybody that's listened to me for a while, you already know the game. Okay, you're smart enough people that you would not have gotten into garbage. You're smarter. And I would argue the vast majority of you are not simps. The vast majority of you are looking to make some money. The vast majority of you are all about that business. The vast majority of you have a J-O-B. Some of you may not have a job, and that's fine, but you're still not simps. For those of you listening that are simps, and you know who you are, don't swear that you don't know that you're a simp. You know you're a simp. You know how to identify a simp. It's very easy to identify a simp. A simp is a person who does something simply because it's a female who you find attractive. That's called a simp. If all you're doing is bowing down and getting on one knee because this girl you find attractive is doing something, you do whatever they want to do, you got your nose wide open, you're a simp. And I'm going to call you a simp, and I'm not doing it to insult you. I actually am. But I'm saying I'm doing it to help you understand and recognize what you are, because being a simp is actually worse than being a gambler rolling the dice, because at least with rolling the dice, you have a chance to score. Some of you that are simps, you don't have a chance to score. You think you have a chance to score. You're not going to score that girl. You don't even know what I'm talking about. You're like, okay. If you're not on social media, kudos to you. If you are on social media, you probably heard of this garbage called the so-called, quote, hawk to wah girl. The so-called hawk to wah girl is a girl who has no self-dignity, no self-pride, went up on social media. She was on some interview. Somebody intercepted her on the street or something, and she was with a friend, and they asked her about some nonsense. And she did, I forgot even the question because I don't watch that crap, but she answered some question that talked about boyfriends or something. And the way that she answered it came across like, you're like the biggest freaking whore. I don't know. But she did this gesture that implies that she uses excess saliva in the behavior that performs around a phallic substance. I'm trying to be as PG as I can because I know we've got some younger folks. So that's what she does. She does this gesture showing off, and she goes viral for this garbage called the hawk tua, which is the sound effect for this spittle and action. And she's got fame for this. So then she goes, she gets an actual entertainment lawyer. I'm not making this crap up. She gets an entertainment lawyer. She spins up a podcast. She's on these shows. She did a baseball throwout where, by the way, there were kids that were there. I forget, it was like a camp or something. There was kids there. Mommy, can I Google this girl? This is how bad society is, modern society, where we're focusing this much attention on a girl who did nothing else but basically call herself a slut on the air. Then we get called out for, quote, slut shaming. She's the one that did the crap. She did a gesture as if she is expending spittle on some sort of phallic substance, and we're supposed to respect this person. Like Cat Williams, why do you give money to women you don't respect? I don't respect her, didn't respect it, and I'm like, dude, can't this go away? Okay, Rebecca Black went away, she disappeared, we got over it. This one just wouldn't go away. It was everywhere. It was literally everywhere. So then I heard through a grapevine that she was going to launch a crypto token. I knew it wasn't her. I knew somebody told her to do it because they're simps. Somebody told her to do it. Capitalize on your fame. You need to get a token now. Everybody's doing it. Look at what Iggy Azalea did. Let me give you an education lesson. Iggy Azalea was horrifically sexualized when she was in the business, active in the business. She was sexualized. You saw her videos. She gave an interview where she talked about, look, they're making bank. I'm basically, you know, Zab Judah, the boxer, he said, we're his whores, talking about Don King, because Don King was the one getting rich off them in the ring. Iggy's basically saying, no, everybody's also is making money off my body, so I might as well do it myself. So she sets up OnlyFans, she goes, does everything else, and then she launches this mother token. But and she's proud now. She's like, no, I'll put my ass out there, but I'm making the money now. It's coming to me, which is how it should have been all along. I'm taking control. So it's a different game. It's not the same as Iggy, because this chick who's expending spittle on phallic substances, she just basically got, because she's too dumb and young to understand that she's being taken advantage of by whoever it is that convinced her this is a good idea. She pairs up with this organization over here, I think it's what it's called, some organization, to launch this cryptocurrency token on the Solana chain. She's out shilling and hyping that's going to come, shilling and hyping. Millions and millions of people get into this business, right? CoffeeZilla chimes in. This is on the 4th. He chimes in. He's like, please don't get into this. There's all kinds of nightmare. Bubble Maps, which is giving exposure to where there's high concentrations of tokens, says, nice. High concentration, 97%. Launches, pump, and then immediate dump. Now she's all, I mean, the news is going crazy, and people are basically saying she needs to talk to a judge, which is very creative. She denies it. They were on a call with CoffeeZilla after the fact where CoffeeZilla is asking the question, you got to understand, there's a 15% tax on this thing. Who got that money? Who got the tax money? Who took the fees? The guy behind the guy has got to be the slimiest MF-er mother father I've ever heard. He's basically saying, well, you got to pay for this stuff. I mean, it's not free. So he's basically saying, yeah, we took the money, mother father. What you going to do about it? She eventually says, I'm going to sleep. Now we knew. She was saying, oh, crap, this is not how it's supposed to go. Again, she's young. She's dumb. She doesn't understand. We make such a stink about young girls getting sexually exploited. This is worse. This is worse because you took this nobody girl on the street who did a stupid freaking gesture that made herself look like a slut. You prop her up and do all this nonsense right in the middle of this wave of all the controversy around Ariana Grande and Disney and how she was sexualized on those shows, only to turn her around. You put her up on this pedestal and you exploit her looks. You flaunt her out there with her cleavage and everything else, coerce her into launching a token despite all the various rug pulls and scams that people have been caught up on the lamb about. And these mother fathers are getting fat on the lamb off of her back. They are using her likeness to get paid. I guarantee you she didn't make nearly as much as people think. I guarantee you she probably made a good $200,000, $300,000 maybe. She made millions off this because they gave her a small slice of it. The vast majority was still held by the developers of the project and the creators of the project, which wasn't her. She doesn't know jack nothing about blockchain. She's just following what she's told to say, and she's putting it out there because somebody's exploiting her. And I don't give a damn what you say about sexual exploitation. This is worse because her reputation is ruined. Then other people said, she's going to go to jail. I'm going to put it on record. I'm on audio. You can hold me. She won't go to jail. She'll probably never go in front of a judge. And if she does go in front of a judge, it better damn well be a male judge. Or because if it's a female judge, I guarantee that female judge is not going to send her to prison. A male judge might send her to prison unless she charms with the sexual wiles like Casey Anthony. That might happen. I don't know. I'm saying she's young, dumb. She didn't understand what she's getting into. I would have more respect for her if she covered her fucking self up and go on Joe Rogan and say, I got it wrong. I should have never done that nasty crap that I did on the thing that started this nonsense. I partnered up with this company over here. Here's the names of the people I talked to. Here's what they told me to say. They're the ones that got the money. I will support going the fuck after them, which is what Iggy did. So if you got in that hawk crap, you got your tokens took. But that just means if you bought in because of her looks, you're a simp. You're a simp, okay? And these, everything I just described to you, you could put it in a book and you could title it. Just title it Simp Chronicles.